Good morning. This is Chairman Mariner. We'll start by calling the roll to determine a quorum. Commissioner Boozer.
Present.
Commissioner Dosh.
Present.
Commissioner Hodges.
Present.
Commissioner Stakem.
Present.
Commissioner Williams.
Present.
Commissioner Fager will not be able to join us today. Before I call us to order, I want to introduce our new Commissioner, Harold Hodges. Harold, welcome to the team.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So now we'll call the meeting to order. We have a quorum. And the first agenda item is the approval of the agenda. Can I get a motion, please?
So moved. Stakem.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Favor.
Commissioner Dosh? Commissioner Hodges?
Favor.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Okay. Item C is the approval of the minutes for the open session from June 24th of 2021 and the open session of July 15th of 2021. Does anyone care to pull anything out of those minutes, make corrections, alterations? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve them both?
Commissioner Dosh, so moved.
Mr. Stakem, second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Dosh?
Approve.
Mr. Hodges?
Approve.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approve.
And Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
We'll move on to the consent agenda. Item number one is the number 560 of $5 Power 5. I'm getting a lot of feedback. Can you all mute your phones, please? Number 561, a $10 Power 10s. Number 562, a $20 Win 100, 200, 500. Item number two, the EGD Games and Component Testing Certified Lab Software, Hardware, and Game Certifications, BLTs, Table Games, Components, and Instant Bingo Machines from 6/10/21 to 8/12/21. Number three are the Consent Agreements, Regulatory Violations, Horseshoe Casino, February and April of 2021, Live Casino, March and April of 2021. MGM National Harbor, October, November of 2020, and March of 2021. Ocean Downs Casino, February and March of 2021. And Rocky Gap Casino, March 2021. Number four are the consent agreements, underage violations. Horseshoe Casino case numbers 2021-0503. To 07. Live Casino, case numbers 2021-0301 to 04. MGM National Harbor, case numbers 2020-0605 to 11 and 2021-0605 to 12. Rocky Gap Casino, case number 2021-04001. Number five are the gaming license application denials and revocations. Number six are the staff reports from Al Ringgold, Senior Director of Sales, John Mooney, Managing Director, Regulatory Oversight, Paula Yoko, Managing Director, Chief Financial Officer, Leo Momorski, Managing Director, Chief Marketing Officer, Carol Gentry, Managing Director of Communications, James Butler, Managing Director, Organizational Compliance, and Holly Sitko, Principal Counsel, Office of the Attorney General. Does anyone care to remove anything from the consent agenda to discuss? Hearing nothing, can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda, please?
Commissioner Dokes, so moved.
Moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Dosh?
Approved.
Mr. Hodges?
Approve.
Mr. Stakem?
Approve.
Mr. Williams?
Approved.
The consent agenda is approved unanimously. Let's now move to the operator reports. We'll start with Hollywood Casino and Ali Evangelista. Welcome to your first shot as general manager.
Well, thank you. Very, very excited to be here. It's been over a little bit of over a month now since I joined the property. I think I joined Matt in one of the calls that we had as a group in June. So I got to meet some of the other leaders through LinkedIn and some of the networking that's been happening. Really busy month for me, of course, relocating from Ohio. So I'm happy to report that I'm now a Maryland resident, purchased a home in Middle River and got my license and all that. So things are going well on a personal note. Also spending a lot of time, you know, meeting people, not only on property, but also the community, learning about the operations of the property. It's been several years since Penn National has departed the state. So just learning of what's new for us. Also onboarding a lot of the Penn National systems into the property. So understanding what kind of capital investments we need to bring the property up to date and be able to communicate to other systems within our corporation. As far as financials and performance, just like everyone else, we've been doing extremely well. Month to date, 24% ahead of budget, 20% ahead of 2019. Love seeing the results of the state. I like the email that comes out weekly. I congratulate all of the other fellow GMs for their results. It's amazing some of the numbers that comes out of this state. Other things that are happening, we had the groundbreaking ceremony for Great Wolf Lodge right in our backyard probably a few weeks ago. So we started meeting with the construction, a lot of activity here on site right now. It's scheduled to open the resort in the summer of 2023. Also met with some community leaders. We have our first sponsored event since I became the GM. We'll be sponsoring the Tap into the Tavern event benefiting the Rogers Tavern Museum this Saturday. So another opportunity for me to meet other people in the community. And then also I became the main sponsor for an event that's going to take place next month in Have the Grace, which is a seafood and wine festival that used to take place in Baltimore and has moved this way. So we're excited about that. As for the property, I started to make some changes. We are closing our gift shop. The last day will be this Saturday. We're making room and remodeling to be able to bring a space for our loyalty program and introduce My Choice to our guests. And other than that, spending a lot of time in sports betting, just like everyone else in the state, excited about being able to bring that to our property. We had a call with Phil and Teresa yesterday from the lottery, and I'll say we very much appreciate the time we spent together. It gave us a lot of clarity when it comes to licensing and how we will proceed when the online application is available. So overall, a great start for me. I appreciate and look forward to meeting you in person next month when we have our next meeting.
So Ali, thank you. I'm glad you're settling into Maryland, your new home. So thanks for the report.
You.
Let's move to Bobby Sample with Ocean Downs.
Good morning, commissioners. So it has been very busy here in Ocean City for the summer months. July, we had a record month in both slots and tables. Each of those beat out August of 2019 as the last record month. Slots were up in comparison to 2020, about a little over 37%, and that was driven by volume because our hold was actually down a tad. And table games in comparison to 2020 was up 20.3%, and that was also driven by volume because our hold was down there as well. In comparison to 2019, just to kind of keep everything in perspective, we were up 28.6% in July in slots, and that was both volume and hold driven. And we were up 25% in table games to 2019. That was also both volume and hold driven. So even considering normal times, we are doing fairly well and holding our own. And August has been trending very well as well. From a marketing perspective, our major campaigns this month are a catch of the day, free play giveaway on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. We were thankfully finally able to reopen our sit-down restaurant, Poseidon's Pub. So that's been going well. It's open 3 days a week right now. And when our live race meet is over in the middle of September, we will reopen 5 days a week. And at the end of the month, we have a mystery swipe promotion. From an employee perspective, we implemented a new recognition program this year called our Starfish Awards, where our team members can nominate each other. Managers can nominate their team or other team members based on things that they've observed of them going above and beyond. So we were finally, with some restrictions relaxed, we were finally able to have our awards luncheon where we could bring everyone together that received one of those rewards, announce our employees of the quarter and our leaders of the quarter. It was very well received. We certainly listened to some feedback that we got from our team members, in which we are very quick to point out when they've done something wrong, but not as quick or public to point out when they've done things well. So this is very well received to address that little issue. And we have a vaccination clinic set up this Saturday for our team members. It'll be offering all three vaccines, but primarily because the Pfizer vaccine has now received full approval was the reason that we wanted to get that out there. And it will be open to our customers as well. And from a community perspective, we have the last week of this month going into the beginning of September, we have a Stuff the Bus promotion going on where our team members as well as our customers can bring in school supplies and we're partnering obviously with Worcester County School District on that. So we are looking forward to helping our teachers recoup from a very difficult year. And that's what's going on here.
Well, thank you, Bobby. Let's now go to Anthony Franco with Live.
Apologies, I had some technical issues on my end getting on the call. Good morning, directors. From a gaming revenue standpoint, July was a very strong month for Live. It was actually our best July performance on record since opening our doors in 2012. Very proud to report the total gaming revenue of roughly $62 million, up 22% over 2020, up 25% compared to 2019. So really strong gaming revenue. Slots led the way, up about 25%. Tables also up 21%. Finally, poker was up about 12%. So the total month, strong volumes, guest demand was significant, so very happy with the overall team's ability to execute. Good stuff. In regards to non-gaming revenues, we have still not yet fully recovered from pre-pandemic levels, down about 12% compared to 2019. However, July comes in at $6.5 million in total revenue. That was our best month so far this year in 2021. The better news is that we were able to achieve that number without yet fully returning all of our F&B outlets to their historical hours of operation. We still have one outlet that's fully closed. It's under consideration for a refresh. We also have not yet reopened our spa, and we look forward to making some exciting announcements in the near future about these two amenities. So the future looks bright. Speaking of that, forward-looking, we just hosted our first show in the hall at Live this past Saturday on August 21st. It was a strong show, great ticket sales. We also have comedian Tom Segura on our calendar for this coming Sunday. And of course, the team is thinking hard about the 2022 schedules of concerts and events for that space. Finally, like my colleagues, very excited about sports betting, our partnership with FanDuel, and our exciting new sports bar, the Sport and Social Outlet. We can't wait to get that underway. Before I close out, just a few words about the community. In August, we've partnered with Maryland Delegate Mike Rogers to host a block party backpack giveaway with an Anne Arundel County Elementary School called Van Bokelen. In September, we will be sponsoring an upcoming Marines Helping Heroes 5K walk. And finally, for those that are not aware, we have an ongoing relationship with the Anne Arundel County Food Bank. We'll be supporting a month-long food drive in September that'll last the entire month. In closing, now we're working on our 2022 budgets, and it's already time to start discussing New Year's Eve, so happy holidays in advance, and with that, I'll take any questions.
Well, hearing none, thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
Go to Skylar Dice with Rocky Gap.
Good morning, Commissioners. July was a strong month for Rocky Gap as well. The casino revenue is up 14.8% over last year and 17% over our 2019 levels. Strong growth in slot handle and slot win overall really carried the month. We had a little weaker month from a hold perspective in table games. Strong calendar with 5 weekends certainly helps with that growth, and July is clearly right in our peak season. We're starting to show some growth in some of the different parts of the database we have not seen since reopening really appear over the last couple of months. Good to see the growth, coupled with some of the regulars coming back to the property. August off to a good start, and we continue to see great demand for the overall resort and casino. Golf has been on fire as we've had literally a perfect year weather-wise from the course perspective, and the spike in demand over the last year from the COVID restrictions really helped fuel golf on our end. From a marketing perspective, we continue to offer a monthly continuity program for our guests and recently brought back some limited entertainment as well. We'll be welcoming Kix back to the property in October for a big show. And recently we finished our Lakeside Grill transformation, now complete, and we've been getting fantastic reviews from our guests on our new dining experience at Rocky Gap. Truly a thing of beauty on Lake Habib. We recently completed the AV component of our sports lounge and look forward to discuss the dynamic with our potential partners moving forward. And with that, I will take any questions.
Hearing none. Thank you, Skyler.
Thank you.
Randy Conroy with Horseshoe.
Good morning, Chairman Mariner, Commissioners, and Lottery staff. Horseshoe reports in July slot revenues of $12.8 million. That was 13% up from prior year. Table revenues were $6.5 million, up 44% from prior year. So similar to my colleagues, we continue to see strong performance in the casinos. That was good sequential growth from June 21 as well. Typically, I guess everyone goes out to see Bobby and Ocean Downs, but it's our low season. So we're seeing strong performance even in our slower summer months. And that has continued in August. Excited to see more business in September with the start of NFL season. And that as of last night, the O's are winning again. So it's very exciting here in Baltimore City. From a COVID impact, Baltimore City on July 1st relaxed its indoor mask mandate. However, on August 9th, it reinstated that mandate. So we're still cautious on how we approach the business with our promotional activity. Similar to others, we've started to reintroduce some entertainment, but are still somewhat cautious on how we approach running the business. As far as improving our facility, we are underway with our new sports bar that replaces the Guy Fieri concept on the first floor. That construction is underway for a fall opening. And we continue to make investments in our slot product and adding more electronic table games. And then finally, from just a CapEx, our newest neighbor, Topgolf, is well underway in its $40 million project, which is slated to open in fall of 2022. From a community report, this is it's kind of a back-to-school time for most of us in the casino business. We have an employee back-to-school supplies drive and then do volunteer work at some local elementary schools, specifically Mary Rodman Elementary School, to get them prepared for the fall season. And finally, I do have the pleasure of serving on the Board of Directors for the South Baltimore Gateway Partnership. This is an entity that disperses grants to local kind of Southwest Baltimore organizations and whose sole funding source is local impact grants for the casino revenues. In July, the partnership announced $6 million in local community grants for three area parks. It was the Carroll Park Rec Center, the Florence Cummins Park, and Solo Gibbs Park. So, you know, it's really gratifying to see the positive community impact, the work we do in the casinos that makes a meaningful difference in our community's lives. So, happy to answer any questions.
Well, I will make a comment. I don't have any questions. I had the good fortune of seeing Randy Conroy last week. And y'all, you know, we haven't been able to gather together in person for 18 months. And I just want to warn you all, you will not recognize him as I did not recognize him. He's sporting new facial hair and he has shed a tremendous amount of weight. So I just want to officially congratulate you and your good health, Mr. Conroy.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And now the goal, of course, is to maintain this physique. So I appreciate it.
Good luck. All right, let's go to Jorge Perez now with MGM.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Randy, I'm not sure what you're doing, but I'd love to copy that. But good morning, everyone. Not unlike my colleagues, it's great to hear from an economic standpoint, at least, how well our properties are performing. National Harbor was no different. We, too, had our number one GGR month in the property's history. We were up 19% versus July 2019. This was driven primarily by slots. Slots had a record month. We were up 26% versus 19. And then we also had our second best table games month, up 12% versus 2019. So again, from a volume and economic impact perspective, really, really good month for us. Just shifting gears a little bit to health and safety. In Prince George's County, we too had a reinstitution of the indoor public mask mandate that came effective August 8th, and that does apply, obviously, to both team members and guests. Much easier to manage the second time around, but nevertheless, we are under that mandate. Some of you may have heard on August 16th, as a company, MGM Resorts announced a mandate for vaccinations for all new hires and salaried employees. Now, this is being phased in, but for the most part, we should be fully implemented by October. And clearly, you know, we continue to encourage our team members with internal communications and education on getting vaccinated. And we're welcoming back and hosting another on-site clinic for our team members and their families in September. From an operational standpoint, I'm guessing our colleagues here are still being challenged with a very, very tight labor market. We also are experiencing high turnover, unusually high turnover, and particularly with non-tipped hourly positions. We've managed to increase staffing month by month. As a matter of fact, in July, we had the highest staffing levels we've had since reopening, but this, I expect, will be a challenge at least for the remainder of the year, if not into 2022. From a marketing perspective, you know, several promotions, gift card giveaway, we continue our weekly gift series. We had a $100,000 summer drawing, all of which were well attended. And what's pretty exciting, we partnered with Radio One to do a free outdoor summer concert series on our plaza. And this has worked out really well. We call it Wind Down Thursday. It's every Thursday night. If you guys are free, we will be having it tonight. The weather apparently looks pretty good. But we've been pretty surprised as far as the attendance. There's several thousand people that attend this performance, which is great. And again, it's a free concert. Along those lines, entertainment, we were able to open our showroom after being shuttered for more than a year. We welcomed Sebastian Maniscalco, who's a great comedian, on July 22nd. And then we had Bruno Mars in early August for two shows, which was absolutely spectacular. So great to see that entertainment venue back to life. And we've got a pretty robust calendar for the remainder of the year. And then just quickly, from a community report standpoint, just to close out here, two key things. We partnered with American Red Cross and Missing Maps, where we helped that organization map out areas with regard to humanitarian organizations trying to meet the needs of vulnerable people. So this was kind of an unusual event for us. And then our team members also volunteered with Food and Friends to package nutritional meals for county residents that are dealing with critical illnesses. And that concludes my report.
Well, thank you, Jorge. Before we move on, I just want to, from the chair, congratulate all of our operator partners. I've been waiting a long time to hear this great news, so congratulations on your positive turns. So thank you. Let's go to the staff reports. We'll go with Jim Nielsen.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, commissioners, and welcome, Commissioner Hodges. So I'm going to start with just a couple general comments. I think you've all gotten copies of our annual report showing total earnings of $1.39 billion, which is a record, and we're all very thrilled with that. As we've been reporting, our staff are starting to come back into the offices. We've got about 60% of the staff inside at any given day, so that's going pretty well so far. Sports wagering regulations hopefully will be posted tomorrow in the register, and we will start a 30-day public comment period, and then we will have a public meeting for comments on September 22nd. Also coming up in September is the launch of a new video lottery central system, replacing the one that's been in use since the project started. And one last thing, I wanted to let everybody know that this is Leo Mavorsky's last commission meeting. He will be retiring next month. And Leo, we will miss you. Thank you very much for your service. That's all those comments. Does anyone have any questions on my report?
No, sir. Please proceed with your action item.
Thank you. All right, so we have in front of you a request for approval of modification 4 to the MS Technologies contract to support our e-licensing system, specifically for sports betting. You may recall that you approved modification 3 to this contract in May. That included the software modification, but it also had a 3-year contract extension. And BPW asked that we pull back the contract extension and submit that as a separate item. So this modification 4 is just the sports wagering modifications. And the total value of the addition is $639,000, bringing the contract total to $1.35 million. And MST has been working on the sports wagering licensing packages for a while. We should have them ready to release sometime next month. And we're really looking forward to that. And at some point, we will revisit the 3-year extension and decide on its own if that's something we want to pursue. So that's the action item. If there are no questions, I'd ask for approval.
Is there any discussion amongst the commissioners? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve the modification number 4?
Commissioner Dirk, so moved.
Jerry Williams, second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approved.
Commissioner Doche?
Approved.
Commissioner Hodges?
Approved.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
That's unanimously approved. What else do you have for us, sir?
That's all. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. We'll go now to Jim Logue.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, commissioners. Before we get into our agenda items today, does anybody have any questions on the gaming division report?
Hearing none, please proceed.
And we will start with the Horseshoe Baltimore Casino permanent VLT reduction. Horseshoe Baltimore Casino has submitted a request for a permanent reduction to the number of VLTs on their gaming floor. This request is being made due to current market factors and business strategies to ensure the highest potential tax revenues. The reduction would include a reconfiguration of their current gaming space, allowing for more space between VLTs and a more durable experience for their players. Horseshoe Casino is currently approved for 1,800 VLTs. They are requesting a permanent reduction of 200 for a final count of 1,600. With approval, the project is scheduled to begin on or about September 1st, 2021, with an anticipated completion date of December 31st, 2021. Similar projects at Horseshoe Casino have historically translated into revenue growth, and the casino believes this project will also yield positive results. The original request and a current floor schematic can be found on the MLGCA share drive under commission reports in my confidential file. So the commission action requested will be the approval of Horseshoe Casino's request for a permanent reduction of 200 VLTs, and staff recommends approval.
Any discussion amongst the commissioners? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve the permanent reduction of 200 VLTs from Horseshoe?
Mr. Stakem, approve.
Jerry Williams, second.
Okay, motion made and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doche?
Approve.
Commissioner Hodges?
Approve.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Unanimously approved. please proceed with Rocky Gap.
Next up is the Rocky Gap Casino permanent VLT reduction. Rocky Gap Casino has submitted a request for a permanent reduction to the number of VLTs on their gaming floor. This request is being made to allow for more social distancing between customers. The reduction would create additional space around VLTs and allow for a better flow through the gaming floor. Rocky Gap Casino is currently approved for 665 VLTs. They are requesting a permanent reduction of 35 for a final count of 630. With approval, the project is scheduled to begin on or about the week of September 5th, 2021. VLTs being removed or older machines that currently do not perform up to standard. Average occupancy rates as measured by Rocky Gap indicate that the number of remaining VLTs will be more than sufficient to accommodate customer demand. Rocky Gap projects this change will be revenue neutral. The original request and supporting documentation can be found on the MLGCA share drive under Commission Reports in my confidential file. Commission action requested is approval of Rocky Gap Casino's request for a permanent reduction of 35 VLTs, and staff recommends approval.
Thank you. Any discussion amongst the commissioners? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve the permanent reduction of 35 VLTs from Rocky Gap?
Commissioner Stakem, approve.
Can I get a second?
Second. George Dirks.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Dirks?
Approve.
Commissioner Hodges?
Approve.
Commissioner Stakem?
Approved.
Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Unanimously approved. Please proceed.
Our next item is a live casino temporary VLT reduction. Live Casino has submitted a request for a temporary reduction to the number of VLTs on their gaming floor. The request is being made to allow for a more varied and diverse array of gaming choices and amenities for their customers. The reduction would include a reconfiguration of their current gaming floor to accommodate future projects and allow customers more personal space in high traffic areas. Live Casino is currently approved for 3,750 VLTs. They are requesting a temporary reduction of up to 50 VLTs at any point during the reconfiguration period. With approval, the project is scheduled to begin on or about September 6th, 2021, and should be completed no later than November 30th, 2021. An analysis of similar projects where Live Casino has reduced the number of VLTs on their gaming floor has shown that slot revenue either remained consistent or has actually increased. Original request and the current floor schematic can be found on the MLGCA share drive under Commission Reports in my confidential file. Commission action requested would be the approval of Live Casino's request for a temporary reduction of up to 50 VLTs, and staff recommends approval.
Any discussion amongst the commissioners? Hearing none, can I get a motion for the temporary reduction of up to 50 VLTs on the live casino floor?
Jerry Williams. Before we go to voting, I do have a question.
Okay.
So I noticed that the prior casinos have been reducing their, I guess, VLT presence. Has there been a discussion at this point of the impact that it's having, on their operations as it really relates to COVID? My assumption from what I'm hearing is that it kind of allows them to have more spacing. Is that the impact?
I think that's a secondary impact. The general impact is it has enhanced their general financial performance historically. Jim, you want to comment further on that?
Yeah, that's correct. I think during the period where the casinos were at limited capacity, they realized that they had machines that were probably far too close to each other for comfort for patrons. And I think they've been able to have a desire to reconfigure their floors and spread things out a bit.
Okay, thank you.
Any further discussion or questions? So we'll start over. Can I get a motion to approve the temporary reduction of up to 50 VLTs on the live floor?
Commissioner Dirk, so moved.
Commissioner Stakem, second.
All right, we have, it's moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Commissioner Hodges?
Approve.
Mr. Stakem?
Approve.
Commissioner Williams?
Approve.
Unanimously approved. Please proceed.
Okay, our last agenda item for today is the MGM National Harbor expanded gaming area. MGM National Harbor has submitted a request to expand their gaming floor to include a new sports lounge located on the south side of the property adjacent to the Market District. The sports lounge is 7,300 square feet and will include 8 bar top VLTs. MGM National Harbor has secured the necessary approvals and permits for construction and is committed to meeting their MBE goals for this project. They have been providing MLGCA staff with plans, drawings, and updates as required. Staff will ensure that the sports lounge meets all regulatory requirements prior to commencement of gaming activities. The projected opening date will be on or about September 15th, 2021. MGM National Harbor request and schematic can be found on the MLGCA share drive under the commission reports in my confidential file. Today's commission action requested would be the approval of MGM National Harbor's request for an expansion of their gaming area, and staff recommends approval.
Any discussion amongst the commission?
Yes, I have one or two, I guess, questions, not concerns, but I guess curiosities. Is there an understanding of the possible impact that this expansion will have on neighboring, vendors? And I guess I'm assuming that there's always some kind of like environmental impact study done on these kind of expansions, no? Has that been done?
I had a little difficulty hearing that. You're asking if there's been any kind of studies done on the impact of expansion on surrounding businesses?
Yeah.
Not to my knowledge.
Is that sort of thing usually not considered before making such an expansion?
Yeah, this is Jim Nielsen. We don't typically require that for expansions within casino footprint.
Oh, so I'm sorry. So this is within your space. It's not adding new space onto the casino.
Yeah, this is existing space. It's a space they've redesigned this space, but the space is going to include a bar, and because they're putting VLTs in the bar top, then it now becomes part of the gaming area, which it previously was not part of the gaming area. So that's the reason for the expansion request.
Okay, that makes sense. Could I ask how have you addressed, I guess, the MBE, threshold and path, and what's the plan to do so with the new expansion?
They have certain MBE requirements they have to meet. So that will be considered in the construction of this extra area.
Can you talk to what your plan is and how to address those requirements?
Jorge, can you address that?
Yeah, I was waiting. Well, on it or not. Yeah, so we don't view this as any different than any construction within the casino. And as stated, you know, we have MBE targets. Our general contractor and subcontractors are local MBEs, right? So we will achieve our targets. They're stated, and this is something we, you know, we aspire to do anyway. So there won't be a challenge there.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, no problem.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve the expanded gaming area for MGM National Harbor?
Jerry Williams, so moved.
Can I get a second, please?
Mr. Sagan, second.
Okay, and the motion's been moved and seconded. All in favor, Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Approve.
Mr. Hodges?
Approve.
Mr. Staken?
Approve.
And Commissioner Williams?
Approved.
Unanimously approved. Anything else, Mr. Logue?
That's all for me today. Thank you.
Okay, we'll go on now to the elections. We are going to hold the vice chair until next month when we're meeting in person. But we do have an item. The Maryland Lottery Gaming and Control Commission has a vacancy in our liaison to the Maryland Racing Commission, which was set up by law. We are fortunate to have a commissioner who has decades of experience in the racing industry. So it is my great pleasure to nominate George Doge to be our liaison to the Racing Commission. Can I get a second?
Seconded, Jerry Williams.
Any discussion? Okay, all in favor of George Doge, please say so. Commissioner Boozer?
Approve.
Commissioner Doge?
Thank
you
very much.
Vote for yourself, George. Go ahead. Yes.
Thank you.
Commissioner Hodges?
Approve.
Commissioner Staken?
Absolutely approve. Yep.
Commissioner Williams?
Approve. Congratulations, George.
So, George, I held that liaison position for a number of years, and it's insightful. I did it because I like horse racing. I think that because of your knowledge, you can be a great asset to the Racing Commission. So congratulations on your appointment.
Randy, thank you.
And it will be followed up by an official document from the appointments office, assuming the governor proceeds, and I'm sure that he will. Okay, next month, we will be meeting in person for the first time since March of 2020. So I look forward to seeing all of you that can make it. If you can't, you can still call in. That's all I think we have for today. So we stand adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
All right.
Take care, bye-bye.
Take care, guys.